is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. How are you doing this morning? I hope you're having a good start, got a good cup of coffee on your way and heading into work. A lot of folks are off this week, but a lot of folks are back at it after the long weekend. We are here this morning building the city with our friend Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan. How
good
are
morning,
you doing?
Meg. I'm doing good. Good morning, Pensacola.
Yeah, I love that. Good morning, Pensacola.
I know. I feel like the news guys already do it before I get here.
a little bit, yeah. They're a little ahead of you, but that's right. Okay. That's okay. You're bringing your own kind of cheer this morning when you come in. So we love Pep Talk because Pep Talk is your chance to talk to the experts. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. And Jonathan, clearly, I have learned so much from him in the past year and a half or so that we've been together. And it definitely can answer your questions if you're thinking about remodeling. You've got questions about flooring or possibly doing a redo. He is the guy. So take advantage of it this morning. And if you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And to get you started, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And because maybe there's someone tuning in that hasn't heard you before.
Okay. Yeah. So we've been around since 2005 for about 21 years. So we do full house renovation. So that's anywhere from, you know, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, sheetrock, painting, trim, interior and exterior. So that's doors, windows, siding, decks, fence. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. And then, of course, we do flooring. So we have a flooring store. Mm-hmm. And so we direct import material and we retail material as well as install it.
Nice. So you have a showroom. Where is that located?
Right. So it's on Palo Fox Street, one block south of 9 Mile Road. I know when you say Palo Fox, everybody thinks downtown.
There's so long, but it goes way north.
but we're way up by 9 Mile Road.
There you go.
And we did that by choice. Mm-hmm. We feel like there wasn't as many flooring stores in that area. So, so we decided to go up to that side of town. And we're centrally located. Mm-hmm. If you live way downtown, it may take you like 15 minutes to get to us. But people that live in Cantonment can get to us and
sure.
Milton and, Perdido Key. So we try to stay centrally located for us so that mm-hmm. we can get to everybody else quicker and so everybody can get to us quicker.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Right. I mean, it makes sense to me too.
Yeah. So then what are your hours? When are you open? If someone did decide, it's springtime, I've got summer coming along, I have a little extra time in my hands, maybe I want to do a project.
Right. So we are open Monday through Saturday, and that's going to be 9 to 5.
Okay.
But now we're open anytime for customers by appointment, right?
Right.
So we'll have people call sometimes, say, hey, I don't get off work till 5 o'clock. And if we know you're coming, then we're hanging around and wait for you. So you can make an appointment anytime, for the most part, and we'll meet you there. But 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, is our standard operating hours.
Okay. And the thing that I think that's really nice that you do is that if someone wanted to get a kind of an inspection quotation estimate, you'll come out and take a look.
Yes, so we will. So we actually do a lot of estimates. We do estimates Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we also do consultations as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people are like, hey, I may want to get an estimate, but I have like several different projects I'm thinking about. I'm not sure where I want to start, so I'm not sure what estimate I want to start with. And then we'll just come out, look at it, talk to them, get a game plan together on where should you start, and then we can start with an estimate for that item. So sometimes it's just a consultation. It may not be an estimate
yet. But it's a place to get started, at least.
It's a place to get started, right? And then we have a lot of customers, especially with the flooring store, that will do their own installs, and so they will just want to buy material,
uh-huh.
and then we'll come out, do a consultation, and it may not be an estimate to actually like install your flooring, but we'll help you measure it up, find out what material you need, make you a list, and then we can sell you those items.
Okay. Do you see kind of a trend in products seasonally? I mean, and what people, the kind of projects that they're doing on their homes, or what are you seeing right now for springtime?
Well, it's crazy because our city is so divided up. We have the coastal areas. You can go out like Cantonment and be in the country, essentially out there in Century or Molino. You can go out Perdido Key. I mean, we have so many different areas that we see trends all over, right? So what we see on the coastal areas and like beach vibes may not be what we see on Cantonment. So we may have 3 or 4 different trends within our own city. And that's very standard and very common.
Okay.
But a lot of times, coming into the springtime, you see a lot of people doing outside projects like mm-hmm. outside painting and decks, and a lot of people have been trapped up in the house and not want to be outside in the freezing cold weather, and so then we're seeing more outside projects starting to come along. So I would say as far as spring trend, Definitely more of the deep cleaning, like, you know, painting and flooring, and then your outside projects like decks and backyards and patios and stuff like that. In fact, I just did some estimates yesterday for a customer for like a backyard awning over the patio.
Right.
And that's usually a good sign people are getting outside.
That's a good thing. And well, now's the time to do it.
Right. Now is the time to do it.
Okay. So I did get a question in from one of our listeners already. And if you have a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620, I think we forgot to mention, what is the charge for a consultation?
It's free. Yeah, it's free. So we do that for our customers. One, we want to make it as most convenient as possible for us to come out and look at it, because obviously we want to get business, right? Mm-hmm. But also for them, so they can kind of check us out and see if they want to use us too. So we just always do consultations, and estimates are free.
Okay. Another question just came in. I'm thinking, how long does it take to get an estimate once you visit the site?
So in most cases, it's same day.
Oh,
in most
okay.
cases, right? So usually we come out, look at it. Most of our stuff is standard pricing. So 90% of what we do is square foot prices.
Uh-huh.
So like painting, you know, all the way from trim, windows, doors, everything is by item or square foot price. So it's very easy to do the estimate. Now, if it's something custom and we have to price it out, then it could be a few days or a week.
Right.
But I would say 90% of the estimates we do, the estimate goes out that day. But then if I go look at something and it's like, you know, a big custom front door or something
right.
that I have to get a price on, then we will have to send that to one of our vendors and get a price, and it may take a little bit longer to get that estimate back. Or if we need one of our subcontractors to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, I've learned over the years, and I know about what their price is, so usually I can call them and say, hey, this is what we're looking to do, and I can go and get an estimate put together for it. But if it's something more complicated, say like we need our concrete guy to come pour a big slab, or you know, need our electrician to come rewire a house, then that's where the estimate would be held up, and we have to get with them and get a price. But like I said, 90% of the estimates go out that day.
Okay, that's good news, because then you have a chance to really make some decisions and ask more questions if you need to.
Well, we like to get the estimates out as fast as possible because, like, we do estimates Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if I look at a job on Tuesday, by next Thursday, I'm working on somebody else's estimate. Right.
Right.
So, I mean, I want those estimates from Tuesday out and those people to have them, and then I can focus on the new ones I'm doing. If I have something custom, then I have to come back and work on that one while I'm doing other estimates.
Right.
So it's as much our benefit to get them out as quick as possible as it is for our customers.
Okay. You're listening to Jonathan Cook. He is the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you've got a question this morning on Pep Talk, he's our expert this morning, 850-437-1620. Got another question just rolled in. This is a little more specific, though.
Okay.
Can you replace the glass in a window without having to replace the whole frame?
Right. So it depends on the window, but the short answer is yes, you definitely can. Can we do it? If we can do it, it depends on the window, right? But but it can be done on any window. So if it's a single pane glass, so just like your older style windows have single pane glass, we can have glass cut and we just put it in there and then, you know, put trim back around it and it's fine. If it's one of your newer style windows, it's a double insulated panel.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple window companies we send that to, and they make those double insulated inserts because they have to be sealed, and that's how you get the energy efficient part of it, and then they will come change them out. So if it's double insulated, we subcontract that out to somebody else. But either way, it can be replaced, yes.
So are there things that people might hire you to do now as we're getting ready for the big storm season? Because I don't say that H word here on the show.
Right.
But and since it's right around the corner next Monday, are there things that you do that can help reinforce a house or remodel the exterior or interior for that matter? Do you find any projects like that coming your way this time of year?
Yeah, so we do. We see a lot of people preparing for like storm season. A lot of times it's replacing older things, siding, you know, if you have older siding or cracks or gaps in it, even just general Florida weather, right? If your windows haven't been resealed, or you need to, you know, seal around them, or like your fence is getting old, your deck is getting old.
So do you do fences and decks,
right,
and things?
We see a lot of that. And then we also see people, you know, upgrading their windows. They want like impact glass windows.
Right.
So that's something we could do. Like if you did want to replace the window, we could either replace it with just a regular double insulated window and then put a hurricane shutter over it, or we could just upgrade it to an impact glass window.
Well, you just answered the next text, because the next text that just came in says, does Jonathan do shutters?
We do. Generally, when we do them, most time we sub them out. If we're doing like a whole remodel, we may do it ourselves. But most of the time, when it comes to the hurricane shutters, we subcontract it out.
Okay. So, what would you say is your specialty? What is the thing that you like to do the most? I know one of them, but I'll let you talk.
Well, I would say mostly we specialize in remodeling.
Okay.
So I'd say, just to sum it up, as remodeling. So that's like your kitchens, bathrooms.
I was gonna say kitchen or bathroom.
painting, trim, flooring, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. But we do it all, right? So, and that's why we do have some good subcontractors we work with, like, you know, hurricane shutters. That's something that we most likely would subcontract out, especially if it's like fabric shield.
Right.
We have a couple guys that do fabric shield for us that honestly can do it more affordable than we can,
mm-hmm.
Because they're set up for it. Their crews do it all the time. So sometimes when you have a company that's set up and specialize in something, it's like, I can send my guys to do it, but I can hire somebody to do it cheaper because my guys don't do that every day.
Right.
And so sometimes it just makes sense to bring another contractor in to do those pieces.
Okay. So when you're talking about what your guys do, can you explain a little bit of what's, because I know you have people that have been with you a long time and they specialize in different aspects of projects. What are some of those?
Right. So we like to break ours up into multiple different crews. So like we have a crew that will just come in and do the sheetrock portion.
Uh-huh.
We have like three different flooring crews that will come in and do the flooring. We have carpenter crews that will do the trim and cabinets, and then we have paint crews. So we try to break ours up into something that they can specialize in.
Right.
And everybody will help out with everything, right? So like if we're trying to get the house finished up and our sheetrock guys are there, they may jump in and help do flooring or trim, whatever mm-hmm. needs to be done. But on a general day-to-day basis, they just specialize in doing sheetrock, right? And we do that, one, so that way they can become more efficient at what they do, so they can do it quicker
uh-huh.
And get better at what they do. When you have somebody that specialize in doing something every day, like our flooring guys, all they do is lay flooring every day. They become better at it and more efficient at it. And ultimately that comes out into a better price for our customers and better time management for us as well.
Okay. Got lots of, everybody's paying attention this morning. Got lots of texts rolling in and another listener texting in. For those of us sick of carpet, I'm one of those. Talk about replacing with real wood versus LVP for first floor of the home. So first we'll maybe explain what LVP is.
Right. So like your LVP is going to be your luxury vinyl plank, which is very common these days. I would say like 80% of what we sell is luxury vinyl plank. Most of the wood you see in mm-hmm. people's house is not real wood
right.
anymore. But with that being said, we can do real wood. So mostly what we do is a pre-engineered wood. So it's in a laminated wood, so it has a wood veneer, a real wood veneer.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like plywood that's laminated together. So that's most of your real wood. That's what they're talking about these days is like a pre-engineered wood. Now, with that being said, you can get an actual 3/4 inch solid like oak or pine real wood and glue it down
expensive?
And then sand it and stain it. It is. So we actually don't sand and stain mm-hmm. when it comes to real wood. So when you want real wood, it's like, you know, an unfinished and installed.
Right.
So we would do the wood and we would install it, but we don't sand and stain. So there's a couple companies around that does come in and sand and stain, and we'd refer you to one of them. But so the difference between like a pre-engineered wood,
mm-hmm.
so it's in a laminated wood to a like a vinyl plank, like a luxury vinyl plank, is generally what the core is made out of. So like a luxury vinyl plank is going to have more of a plastic core or a concrete compressed core, opposed to like a pre-engineered wood that's going to have a laminated plywood core.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are good products. It just depends on your house and what you want. So like everybody's different and what fits your house best. If it's on the first floor, if you have a concrete foundation, we would probably glue it down.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, if you had a plywood foundation and a subfloor, then we would nail it down.
Okay. It's so fascinating to me because there's so many different aspects of this and so many choices to be made. How do you help a homeowner when they want to make a change, but really how you go about doing it? The devil's in the details, they say.
Right. So, I mean, where are you going to start? Usually with like a style, right?
Uh-huh.
If they want wood or vinyl plank, or a lot of times you can just go with like, hey, what are your end results that you're trying to,
right.
Do you want it to look like in the end?
And location makes a difference, like you said earlier, whether it's coastal
it
or rural or in the city
or what kind
older.
Of subfloor you have, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of times it's more so of like, hey, what's your end result that you're trying to look at, you know? So a lot of people will want a wood look, but not necessarily wood.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can get a wood look from an LVP or a laminate wood or a pre-engineered or real wood. You can get tile that looks like wood.
Tile look like wood?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
They have lots of ceramic tile that's, it's, you know, style to look like wood.
Sure.
Even though, like, if you walk in, you can tell it's ceramic tile,
yeah, gotcha.
Right? It doesn't really look like wood.
I know, it's sort of a faux
but yes,
look, yeah.
Yes, it's tile to look like wood. It was really popular in the early 2000s.
Interesting, yeah.
It's not as popular now.
Yeah.
We still see some people to go with it, but it's not nearly as popular as it was,
the
like, in the early
2000s. Vinyl plank seems to be really popular right now.
Well, I think it's for a lot of different reasons. One, depending on the core, what mm-hmm. the core is made out of, and the mm-hmm. fact that it will hold up for a while or last a while if you get a good quality one. So there's a lot of cheap vinyl plank out there that will not hold up and last for a while. So mm-hmm. you have to really look through them and get a good, decent product. But so one, just simply the fact of the longevity of it and the fact that it's waterproof. And in most cases, I won't say like it can't be scratched, but it's less scratch mm-hmm. resistant, right? So it doesn't scratch as easy as some of the other floors, I'll put it that way. And then also price. It's just a lot cheaper than wood.
Right.
So
right.
the install is a lot faster.
And lasts longer, true.
And in some cases, I mean, I always tell people it really comes down to how you take care of it. Right.
True. That's true.
So, I mean, you can ruin any floor when people are like, hey, will this last a lifetime? Well, I mean, it could, you know, essentially it could.
This is a laugh of recognition over
right,
here.
But I've seen a lot of it not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I've seen
when you have dogs sometimes. That
I've seen solid 3/4 inch, you know, oak floors tore up in a house.
Wow.
You know, ruined. The only good point to that, though, is like if you have like a solid 3/4 inch oak floor, you come in there and sand it and refinish
sure.
it. And so that's where people will make that argument and say, well, if it does get ruined, I can just sand and refinish it. But the reality is it costs more to sand and refinish an oak floor mm-hmm. than it does to just buy a whole new floor. You can replace the entire floor cheaper than sand and refinish.
Really?
Yeah, sand and refinishing floors is a lot of work, mm-hmm. and it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the argument would come in and say, well, if I buy this and I spend all the money on it, I can refinish it down the road. Yeah, you can refinish it, but you're going to pay as much to refinish that as you would pay just to replace the floor.
I'm voting for the new floor.
Right. And in most cases, that's what most people will do.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. As you can hear, he's quite the expert on remodeling and construction, flooring, all of the above. If you've got a question, now's the time to pick his brain, because it's 850-437-1620. We got another question in. Are you finding that there are delays now that we have so much going on with tariffs, et cetera? Does that delay the projects when you're waiting on supplies?
Right. So, you know, that's not something we usually have much of a problem with.
Uh-huh.
Recently, we did have some containers held up at the port. And I will say it seems like with all that we have going on in the Middle East right now with the war,
mm-hmm.
Customs is pulling more containers and searching them.
Interesting. Yeah.
So just randomly pulling containers. So if you have deliveries coming in, then you want to get those deliveries out ahead because some of those containers are being pulled and searched. And usually it kind of delays the material by about 2 weeks mm-hmm. when they pull a container. So we have seen more of that than usual. But ultimately, supply seems to be pretty good still.
And you've mentioned before on this show that you have quite a few American dealers that you work with, correct?
So we do. We do. We have a couple factories here in America. So the difference in some of the American products and, like, say, some of the stuff that we import from overseas, one of the big differences is variation. Because when you're importing it, so... Uh-huh. A lot of times you see a 6 to 7 board variation
right.
in your floor. So that means every 6 to 7 boards, you're going to see the pattern repeat itself.
Huh.
Because they're only going to make six to seven boards, maybe some 4 and 5 boards, because they want to keep, you know, a smaller line of production so that they can ship it out quick, right?
Okay.
With some of our American factories, we will see a 20 to 30 board variation because they're not having to import it. So they can stock a lot more of that material right here in mm-hmm. the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing anywhere from a 20 to 30 board variation from some of our stuff here to some of the stuff from overseas. So that's one of the big differences.
Really interesting. Okay, got another question. We'll try to see if we can get it in before the end of the show. Do you special order do you special order and install terrazzo tile?
Terrazzo.
You say terrazzo, I say terrazzo.
Well, there's two
tomato,
different
tomato.
Now. So terrazzo is like the old kind that we would like put onto like a concrete foundation. So it's more of like an epoxy finish on a concrete foundation. And then you have travertine.
Oh.
So is it terrazzo or travertine? Because travertine is more of a natural stone tile.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do install. We don't stock travertine. We have a couple suppliers that we can get it from and we sell it. Most of your stone places are going to stock it. So mm-hmm. some of your more like stone houses around like Emerald Coast down there, I know they stock it. There's a couple stores around that do stock it, but we have installed a lot of travertine. If it's travertine. If it's terrazzo, that's a whole different. And no, I've never actually done terrazzo. That's something that was done like more like in the 50s and 60s, 70s. I've seen a lot of it, and surprisingly, most of what I see is actually still in pretty good condition.
So it holds up really well.
Interesting. And we actually just recently tried to refinish one, so like cleaned it and waxed it and polished it, and it came out okay. Like I won't say it was like, you know, top notch floor. Mm-hmm. But it's also not something we do. I told the guy that. I was like, it's not really something we do, right. But we can try to clean it and wax it for sure. You. And it made it look a lot better. Mm-hmm. So Trazzle really does hold up really well. I've never actually put it down, though.
Interesting. Well, I think it must be fascinating in this community, especially because we've talked about the beach is so different. I'm fascinated with historic homes. And I would imagine they're all different because they're all from this town. You've got different decades, different centuries.
Yeah. They're all different. I mean, depending on if you have like an older cinder block house, like mm-hmm. up in Mayfair, or if you go down in East Hill and you have a Victorian style house. I mean, two completely different houses. And working on them is completely different, right? What you're going to run into, what you're going to find. Like an old cinder block house, you're going to have problems rewiring the house because there's not really any channel to like run your wiring through.
Right.
And then you're going to have to fight with the cinder block. But you go downtown to like the old Victorian style houses, and a lot of them, they would have framed those by hand and they put blocking in the walls. So it's almost impossible to run your wire through them too.
Huh.
So it just depends. Every house is different.
See, he's smiling now though, because I think that's the fun part of the job is the differences and the challenges, right?
Some of the challenges are not fun dealing with. But we get through them, right?
That's honest. Well, if you just joined us, we're talking with Jonathan Cook. We've got a couple of minutes here, Jonathan. Anything you want to mention before we go that
right.
we haven't
so
talked about?
If you don't get your question on air, because I know we're running out of time, you can always call us at our showroom afterwards. You just give us a call at 850-332-5905, or just tune in next Wednesday. We're always here on Wednesdays.
Which is a lot of fun. I look forward to Wednesdays because Jonathan is here.
I do like Wednesdays, too. I do like coming in on Wednesdays. It gives me a chance to interact with the community and talk mm-hmm. with people, and so that's a big part of it.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting that you do so much. I'm always fascinated because I keep talking about I've got to get my bathroom remodeled. So that's my theme all the time. But we haven't really talked too much about remodeling so much in the interiors this morning. And we've got a couple minutes left in deciding how do you go about making those decisions, especially with kitchens? There's so many things
right.
to think about.
Yeah, and so sometimes, like, your kitchens, I can say, would be more important than necessarily the bathroom, mm-hmm. like, as far as, like, because your kitchen is more of a center point of the house, right?
Right.
Especially so many people have, like, open floor plans these days that you want the kitchen to flow with the living room or dining mm-hmm. room or main area.
That's true. You don't really have a separate dining room anymore.
Right. So that you kind of really have to address the kitchen before some of your other stuff, like your flooring, paint, you know, things like that, so that it can all flow together. Opposed to a bathroom, it's okay for a bathroom to completely break off and be its own design.
That's
it doesn't
true.
Necessarily need to flow with the kitchen and mm-hmm. living room.
You're
right?
absolutely right.
So you can say, hey, I'll come back to the bathroom later. I can put new floors in my house and leave the bathroom off mm-hmm. Because chances are we're going to do a nice stand-up tile shower in the bathroom, and then we'll do that tile on the floor, so it's not even going to be the same flooring in the rest of the house. So the bathroom is one of the pieces that is a very important piece to do, but it's also one that's expensive and mm-hmm. you can break off and do later.
Right.
But if you're redoing your house, the kitchen may be more important.
Is that the good starting place, would you say?
Definitely the kitchen. I'd say a lot has to flow from it because mm-hmm. if you're going to redo your kitchen and like replace your cabinets and things like that, then you want your floors to kind of match those cabinets.
And then that's going to affect what the paint is on the walls.
It will. And the cabinets are not something you can change easy.
Right.
So if you're going to change them, that's something you need to kind of build off of. You need mm-hmm. to go and do that and then kind of build off of that for your design. So.
Okay, see how knowledgeable he is? I would trust him helping me make those decisions because I can have an idea of what I want, but I need someone that can get in there and say, okay, this is the process. This
right,
is,
this
when
is
you
where
do
we
it.
Need to start.
Yeah, exactly, because I have no clue, but I know what I like.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good starting point.
There you go.
Sure.
Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So tell us about your showroom again before we go in case somebody wants to stop by and take a look at some of the things you offer.
Right, so we're in Pensacola. We're on Palo Fox Street, so 9320 North Palo Fox Street. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or you can give us a call, 850-332-5905, or look us up at jonathansflooring.com.
Okay, this has been great. Every time you come on the show, Jonathan, I learn something new.
I
appreciate all that you do. So thanks for being here this morning.
See you next Wednesday.
Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, if you get a chance, check them out. I mean, you can always have them come out for a free estimate. Why not? You can maybe dream big this summer. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news, so don't go away. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.